Welcome to the Driver Audiobook, which will help you prepare for the theory driving test. My name is Finley, and I will guide you through today's lesson. Category B, trailers. You do not need this section to pass the theory exam. It serves as preparation for the Category B exam that is only practical. Driving a Category B vehicle is very demanding. Specialized knowledge and lots of practice is required to drive safely on the road towing a trailer. Learning objective of this section. Learning the procedures to drive towing a trailer. Time needed. 20 minutes. Size and weight. Authorization. Staying within the mass and weight of the Category BE is very important. Exceeding it can be very expensive, and you can also expect to lose your license. Damage to your vehicle and trailer could also occur. Size. The allowed size of a laden trailer must be observed. The maximum height is 4 meters, including load. The load may not be wider than the sides of the trailer and may be longer by up to 5 meters, measured from the middle of the rear axle. The load must be marked if it is 1 meter or longer. Weight terms. Gross vehicle weight, the maximum weight that is possibly allowed. Unladen weight, the weight of the vehicle or trailer without a load. Laden weight, the weight of the vehicle or trailer when it is being used. Payload. This weight may be loaded. Weight of the train. The maximum allowed weight of the towing vehicle and the trailer together. What can I drive with a Category B license? With a Category B license, you may drive vehicles with a gross vehicle weight of up to 3,500 kilograms. You're also allowed to tow a trailer with a gross vehicle weight of up to 750 kilograms. If the trailer weighs more than 750 kilograms, the combined gross weight of the vehicle and trailer must not exceed 3,500 kilograms. Since many caravans or horse trailers are significantly heavier, a Category B license is often not sufficient. For unbraked trailers, an additional restriction applies. The unladen weight of the towing vehicle must be at least equal to the trailer's gross weight. Which trailers are covered by Category B? If you want to tow even heavier trailers, you'll need a Category BE trailer license. With a BE license, you're allowed to tow trailers with a gross vehicle weight of up to 3,500 kilograms. This means towing vehicle, gross vehicle weight up to 3,500 kilograms, plus trailer, gross vehicle weight up to 3,500 kilograms, equal maximum combination, 7,000 kilograms gross vehicle weight. Coupling. The trailer to be coupled must always be looked at and considered as if you are seeing it for the first time. The first thing to do is drive up to the trailer and look from a distance to get an impression of whether the trailer is roadworthy. If this is the case, park 1 meter in front of the trailer. Make sure that an equal amount of the trailer can be seen in the wing mirrors. Then the following questions must be asked. Am I allowed to? Can I? Do I want to couple this trailer? Am I allowed to attach the trailer? To determine this, both vehicle registration documents must be consulted to see if the legal conditions can be satisfied. Located in the mass and weight chapter. Can I attach the trailer? We check this by looking at the trailer, starting with seeing if the coupling on the vehicle matches that on the trailer, and if the electricity connection matches or if an adapter is needed. If it is compatible, the following points should be checked on the trailer. Motorway permit sticker. Damage to the structure, corners or edges. The condition of the tires. Pressure, profile tears. The condition of the lights. Navigation lights, taillights. Check the number plate and chassis number. Check the load. Check that the roof of the trailer is free from snow, ice, sticks, and other objects. If everything is in order, then we can attach the trailer. Measure the distance between the tow ball and trailer coupling. Place a piece of wood or a wedge on the road at the same distance behind the rear wheel. Check the height of the coupling and tow ball. Minimum 3 cm distance. Reverse the vehicle up to the wood or wedge. Attach the trailer without releasing the trailer hand brake. Check to see if both control lights are green. Raise the jockey wheel and attach the electrics. Now release the trailer hand brake and remove the wood or wedge. The trailer is now attached. Another person can help check to see if the lights are working on the trailer. Parking light, braking light, indicators, fog lights, and reverse lights. Now slowly drive away and check that the trailer turns properly. Gently steer left and right in an S-shaped pattern while watching the trailer in your wing mirrors. This helps you ensure it follows correctly. Then carry out a braking test to see if the trailer brakes. You should feel the towing vehicle slow down more abruptly due to the resistance from the trailer. Release the brakes and again steer in gentle S-shaped curves, checking the trailer's movement in the wing mirrors. Congratulations! We are now ready. Driving with a trailer. Towing a trailer is very demanding for the towing vehicle, especially with partly or fully laden trailers. The coupling of the towing vehicle is put under great stress. For this reason, stopping should be avoided by looking far ahead and rolling up to the obstruction in order to immediately continue when possible. Before turning and merging, the wing mirrors and blind spot must be checked. Merging is very important so that no road users can pass on the right. When turning or cornering, the wing mirrors should be checked to see if the trailer is following without crossing any lines or mounting the curb. Uncoupling. Before uncoupling, it should be checked whether it is allowed to park a trailer there and if the ground is firm. Uncoupling should be avoided on steep slopes. When uncoupling the trailer, first the trailer handbrake should be applied and chocks put in place. The ripcord and electrics should then be disconnected. Then the jockey wheel should be lowered and the coupling locking lever released. Lower the jockey wheel so far that there is approximately 2 cm distance between the tow ball and the trailer coupling. Then push the safety wedge under the trailer wheels and check if the trailer is well secured. Additionally, all reflectors and cat eyes must be cleaned if the trailer is to be parked on the road. Maneuver. Rule: someone must help you when reversing. It is not allowed to reverse if the view behind is obstructed, and if all dangers cannot be ruled out. Do not reverse faster than walking pace. Straight reversing. Before reversing, it makes sense to position the vehicle and trailer in line and in the direction you wish to move. An equal amount of the trailer can be seen in each wing mirror. Reverse in a straight line as far as possible and follow the trailer while making small corrections with the steering wheel. Parallel parking. Arrange the vehicle and trailer in line before reversing. The easiest way to do this is to line up alongside a line or the side of the road. Reversing up to a platform. If possible, drive straight toward the ramp and stop about 2 meters in front of it. As described above, use a wooden block or wedge and measure the distance with a measuring tape or folding rule. Depending on the canton, the vehicle must be positioned 30 to 50 centimeters from the ramp. Turning while reversing. Indicate to the right, pull over on the right side and stop. Find an entrance or space where you can reverse. If there is nowhere to turn on the right-hand side, drive up to the left-hand side and from there reverse left into a suitable space. Watch out for other traffic when reversing and stop as soon as a vehicle approaches from the front. It is important to always reverse away from the carriageway and drive onto it. Reversing in a long curve. Drive forwards onto the left-hand lane and reverse at walking pace. keep approximately 30 centimeters distance to the side of the road. If a vehicle approaches from the front, you should stop, indicate to the left, and wait until the vehicle has passed by. If it is necessary to reverse in a curve over a junction, it should be ensured that you reverse onto the correct side of the road.